A worldwide study on the causes of fatalities among people 10 to 24 years old has found that the leading causes of death are traffic accidents, followed by suicide, HIV/AIDS, and tuberculosis. This study was done by the World Health Organization based in Geneva, Switzerland. One of the lead researchers is Dr. Krishna Bose.
There is an impression that young people are completely healthy. They are largely healthy, that is true, but they also have health problems. And it's usually the mortality of children below 5 that gets a lot of attention. And this is the first time that such a systematic study has been put out that shows indeed young people are dying as well, and again of entirely preventable causes. So that was the reason that we put this study together.
Let's look at the general overview of what you found in the report.
What we have found is that 2.6 million deaths occurred in young people, and that is defined as aged 10 to 24 years old. And this was on data in 2004, because it takes that time to kind of get the data out and get it analyzed. So in the year 2004, 2.6 million deaths occurred among young people 10 to 24 years old, and they are 30% of the population of the world, so not an insignificant population. 97% of these deaths were in low-income countries, low- and middle-income countries, as defined by the World Bank. And almost two-thirds were in sub-Saharan Africa and Southeast Asia, though only 42% of the population lives in these two continents, Saharan Africa and Southeast Asia. But two-thirds of the deaths were in these two continents.
What is the number one cause of death for people in this age group? What is the single most important cause of deaths?
Well, if you combine the information for males and females together, it is indeed road traffic accidents. That causes 10% of all the deaths in this age group, 10 to 24. And followed by suicides, which is about 6.3%. And then violence, which is 6%. And when, by violence, we mean interpersonal violence.
When you look at this age group, 10 to 24 years of age, it's not difficult to understand why road accidents would be the number one cause of death.
Right.
You know, people in that age group tend to think they are invincible. But when you get to suicide, suicide is a is a curious cause of death for someone so young.
It, of course, the prevalence of suicide increases with age. It's not so prevalent among, if you break down the data for 10 to 14. It starts showing up in the 15 to 19-year-olds and then in the 20 to 24-year-olds. This is a problem for young people which has to be recognized. Mental health issues do surface in this age group, particularly from the age of 15 onwards. So there is a reason why this happens, in fact, biologically. But it's also a situational issue. The situation of young people who are discovering the adult world and are not yet entirely welcome in the adult world and start feeling the pressures of the adult world and are sometimes caught in a situation of not having the best opportunities in terms of what they can achieve educationally and in terms of the job market. Then there's issue in terms of their personal identity, in who they are. And so there's a variety of issues that lead to a situation of depression, among other things, and suicide attempts. And in fact, boys are more successful, males are more successful.
Mm-hmm.
Women are also known at this age group.
You cite in this this study, HIV, AIDS, and tuberculosis are the major causes of mortality as well. Not as prominent as road accidents or suicide, but still up there on your scale, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, indeed.
HIV, AIDS is kind of self-explanatory for people who are engaged in sexual activity that early, but tuberculosis, that's kind of a puzzle.
Well, tuberculosis is a prevalent infectious disease, particularly in developing countries. And you see, since the vast population is in developing countries, this is showing up in the data. And there are no tuberculosis-related deaths, virtually none, in the developed countries. However, in developing countries, this is quite highly prevalent in the population, and young people are very mobile. So young people are exposed much more to the likelihood of infection. And therefore, it does show up in this age group because they are more exposed to infections. Tuberculosis is not a killer disease in the West. This is because they don't have access to the best care and to the treatment. That's one of the reasons, and WHO is working very hard to change this, in fact. They have a very strong community-based program, even for case detection and treatment. But the bigger issue is the access to health care and the detection early enough to deal with it. So unfortunately, it does create deaths in this age group, which you wouldn't have expected otherwise.
Your conclusions are that most of these deaths are preventable.
Indeed, they are. And there's a variety of interventions that are very well developed now and that have been put in place. And where they have been implemented, as we would say, with fidelity and faithfully, one has seen a decrease in the mortality rates from these causes. So these are almost all preventable. It's a question of having the services in place, having the prevention strategies in place, and having a response that is immediate and effective.
Would it be safe to say that most of these 2.6 million people who, between the age of 10 and 24 who die each year, most of these deaths are just a waste, that they should not happen?
They survive the childhood diseases. That's where a lot of kids die. It's below the age of 5. So they've survived that huge barrier, and they are about to become potential members of society in terms of earning potential, in terms of their talent. And it is such a waste for to have survived the childhood years. And then just as they are becoming productive members of society, to then die of causes that are preventable.